Well, it really depends on my day too. Sometimes I react to comments extremely in a very emotional way, and most of the time I try to stay balanced, so to say. Because once you're online and you're especially on YouTube, it's the effect of the instant comments, so to say, instant reaction from people. That you have to get used to, because a lot of people don't really necessarily think of what they're saying, and you have to be okay with it. That's one of the things that I'm grateful for, is that my channel is growing very slowly, so gradually becoming larger and larger. So I learn a lot about how to behave myself, what to say, what not to say in comments, how to react to fans, what's right, what's wrong. I can say that from the point of view of ASMR artists and most of my friends from the ASMR community, we also understand that people come to this community most of the time looking for something relaxing, and usually they're in a place where they're affected by some kind of circumstance or some type of anxiety or depression. So they have a little bit of a problem when they find the community, because that's literally what they're finding, looking for, is for the escape from that emotion or that circumstance in their life. And being an ASMR artist, we have to really be very respectful of that and gracefully ignore inappropriateness as much as we can, and try to learn to see where the criticism is actually beneficial to us and where it could be destructive for us. So you really have to find a balance between the two. It's hard sometimes. Sometimes I have to turn off the computer for a day or two because I just overreact to everything. But other days I can truly be myself and just be happy with whatever they say. If they didn't like it, I'll say, okay, thank you so much for checking it out. It really takes self-control and self-discipline to differentiate where it's actually hate towards you and it's criticism. You have to be okay with people not being themselves and just saying mean things. You have to be okay with it. So that's just the sad reality of being online.